Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell a story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today, an entrepreneur launches an addiction center for drugs and alcohol where music plays a big role in treatment. His story after this. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. Got a boat? Covered. How about homeowners or renters insurance? You bet Geico's got you covered. And there's so much more Geico could help with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's geico.com. A treatment center for drug and alcohol addiction is trying a new approach to helping people, music. It's called Recovery Unplugged, and its headquarters are in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with locations around the South and Southeast. Paul Pellinger is the co-founder and is here to explain how it all got started and why. Paul, what is it you've created?
What we're really doing here is attempting to combat the addiction epidemic. I created a new method that utilizes the power of music versus the traditional approaches in the past that I was taught to do as a clinician. And as a result, our success rates are about 5 times better than the national average, as well as some really other cool statistics that we're getting independently verified by Nova Southeastern University, which is a pretty prestigious college in South Florida.
So when you talk about the power of music helping in the addiction treatment process, you're talking about what? Listening to it, singing to it, playing it? What?
Yeah, all of the above. Maybe I can start, if you don't mind, by kind of letting you know a little bit about my history. I started out as a clinician in the treatment industry of addiction and mental illness in 1989, and I realized at a very early age that what I was being taught to do in school was great. However, it was missing what I would call an indicator, a catalyst, a Simon Says, so to speak. And so the reality was that if I asked good open-ended questions and had rapport with the clients and were able to break down their defenses, I was able to get somewhere. And then I realized what was happening is that after the clients left treatment, they weren't consistently able to retain the perceptions, skill sets, and behaviors needed for long-term recovery. So as a child, I realized how music affected me. I realized that's how I learned the ABCs. Through that song, it was able to change my mood. And growing up 10 miles away from the original Woodstock site in upstate New York, I was exposed to music at a very early age. And so I also realized there was a reason why most religions used it in its services. And basically what was happening is that anyone I knew in long-term recovery from addiction, their change appeared to happen in their soul, not their head. So music is the only form of communication that consistently communicates to the soul.
That's interesting.
And so I devised a method to include everything you just said, from the lyrics to the vibrations of music to live performances to a variety of different vehicles we use. And I knew it was going to be successful, even though when I initially came up with the idea, people were making fun of me.
I'm sure.
But, I realized, early on, and again, Mr. Deal, I did not do this for niche or marketing purposes. It just kind of worked out that way.
So why did you launch it? Did you sense that there was a need, or did you suddenly come up with a passion, or a little bit of both, or what?
A little bit of both. There have been more overdoses and deaths in the past 8 years than the previous 19 combined since I've been doing this. And what I realized was that we as a treatment industry need to take some ownership of what we're doing or not doing to contribute to that. I was taught early on, I don't have a problem if you come to me with a problem as long as you have a solution, or in this case, a couple of solutions. And so I realized that, early on, that music had power, that it was almost like a universal truth, that everyone loves music. In the years I've been doing this, there are two things I've never heard a client say. I'm a cannibal, and I hate music. So I realized, like, there's got to be a way to harness this. So, there's got to be a way to figure out how to utilize the power of music to engage the clients, break down their defenses, establish rapport, as well as use it for retention purposes and to help them remember and internalize the skill sets, perceptions, and behaviors needed for long-term recovery. Does that make sense?
Sure. Tell me about the first couple of days, weeks, or months. How are you pulling in clients? Are you treating people like in a garage with your guitar before you had a facility or what?
So first of all, I'm not a musician or a singer, okay?
Okay.
That's the first thing you need to know. And you also need to know that 85% of our clients aren't either. And so me being in the field of addictions for as long as I had, as well as helping create and design the mental health and drug courts in Broward County, Florida, which were used as a model for the rest of the country, I was clear that I wanted to be a part of another movement. I wanted to be... So when we first opened up, I'll never forget. We normally the licensing process takes 90 days. We got licensed in less than a month.
Oh, wow.
You have to picture this. I assemble my staff and I say, by the way, we're opening next Monday.
Jeez.
So we started off with a handful of clients, and then slowly but surely it grew to where we are now, with over 200 clients nationwide.
Mm. We're speaking with Paul Pellinger. He's the co-founder and chief strategy officer of Recovery Unplugged. This is a drug addiction treatment center in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and they use music in their treatment. How many people do you think you've treated at this point?
Thousands.
Wow.
Yeah. And what I had no idea, Mr. Deal, and I'm a starstruck kind of guy, I had no idea I was going to attract who I would consider some pretty legendary, famous musicians.
Really?
Who come by the facility to share their story, to perform with the clients. It's all over our website. If you Google Recovery Unplugged YouTube channel, you can see the likes of Steven Tyler performing, and Candlebox, and Flow Rider, and Ty Dolla Sign, and many, many others who are now all in recovery and just really want to give back, utilizing their, what I would consider, God-given talent.
Did you need funding to get started?
Yes, of course.
How'd you get it?
We needed funding. Well, I crossed the path of my other co-founder, Marshall Geyser and Andrew Sossin, who basically was able to coordinate the finances. And as a result, we were open, like I said, in less than a month.
Wow. Do you take insurance?
Yes. So the way we work is that we take private insurance and self-pay. But let me just add on something else. One of the biggest frustrations I've had, besides what I've already mentioned, is I wasn't able to help people unless they had money or insurance. So about 4 or 5 years ago, I created a non-for-profit called Face the Music Foundation. You can go on facethemusicfoundation.org to look up any information there. And now that we have access to some of these famous, legendary musicians, we're putting on concerts and events on all over the country, not only in hopes of changing the stigma that's attached to addiction, raising the awareness, but also soliciting corporate sponsorship, donations, and even a small cover charge. Hmm. So when someone calls and says, I have no insurance, no money, I can help them anyway.
That's great. Are you were you an entrepreneur by trade?
Well, I'm not into labels, but I'll just put it this way. I've never been the 9-to-5 kind of guy.
Okay.
I've always been the type of person that goes with my gut, sees something very clearly, and then puts all the energy into it.
You seem like you have a lot of invested emotional energy in this. So I'll ask this like I ask others. Would you sell if somebody came along and offered a chunk of change?
Well, maybe in 10, 15 years from now. Okay. But right now, what I'm really interested, and by the way, that has been offered to us many times since we've been open. That's not my goal here. My goal is to create my own evidence-based model, share it with the country and even the world, where we could potentially not only help the sick and suffering addict, but potentially break the cycle of addiction for decades to come.
How terrifying, by the way, is the opioid crisis right now?
Like I said, Mr. Deal, I've never, ever seen anything like this.
Can you keep up, Paul?
Well, keep up is relative. So the bottom line is that, you know, there are millions and millions of people that are in recovery, but there are that many more millions who need recovery. Mm. And so keep up is relative. What our focus is versus what other treatment centers I've helped open, which have been about 30 to 40 other treatment centers, is that we're focusing on branding, quality of care, and not having a watered-down version at all of our a consistent, you know, approach in all of our locations versus most big treatment centers just dump a lot of money into PPC campaigns.
What does that mean? What's a PPC campaign?
So a pay-per-click is basically when you buy AdWords on Google. So when somebody Googles addiction treatment, their facility comes up first.
Oh, pay-per-click. Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Gotcha. Wow. What's in the immediate growth future?
Well, like I mentioned, one of my directors of operation is literally in Nashville as we speak. We just got approved by a board a couple of months ago to build a facility there. We'll probably end up in a couple of other facilities. And really, what's on the horizon is, like I mentioned, just sharing what we're doing with the country and the world, so we can help combat this epidemic.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Pellinger, co-founder of Recovery Unplugged. You can learn more, by the way, at recoveryunplugged.com. And if you'd like to reach him, he is at paulp@recoveryunplugged.com. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.